From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Everybody, listen carefully.
This guy gets it.
Radio has changed our lives.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Yusis Aros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Rocket Grimaldi of the Nashville Predators.
And you're listening to the Renegades of Puck.
Broadcasting live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. And against all better judgment, this is Predneck Nation Radio.
Everybody loves the soldiers until they come home and stop fighting.
The Renegades of Puck are ready to take you on an all skate around the NHL with all the news, highlights, scores, and more.
This is Pete Weber, the Nashville Predator,
and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to Smashville.
It's time for another episode of Predneck Nation Radio. That's right, it's a Predneck takeover of Nashville Sports Radio. I am your host and Captain Crazy Charlie Sonny, and the Renegades of Puck are all in the trenches today on this Friday to wrap up the last weekend of the regular season in the NHL and to start getting prepared for the NHL playoffs. No, the business has not been taken care of yet, but the Nashville Predators are inching ever so closely, and by the end of tonight could backdoor themselves right into the fourth spot in the Central Division, clinch a playoff spot, and when we head to Bridgestone Arena to watch the Nashville Predators face off against the Carolina Hurricanes on Saturday and Monday, it may simply be for exhibition and in the spirit of healthy competition, getting all of those healthy players right, ready, and back into the lineup and ready to go against the number one seed Carolina Hurricanes. You can always engage with this show by following us on Twitter at Renegades Puck, and we certainly would appreciate you doing that. Follow Nashville Sports Radio on Twitter at Nash Sports Radio, also on Facebook, Nash Sports Radio. The WNSR app is completely free for you to download, and we'd appreciate if you would take that with you so you can listen to the show anywhere in the universe. WNSR.com streams the show completely live and 100% for free. Also, while you're at WNSR.com, click on that Predneck Nation page, and you will get links to our merchandise, also access to all of our archives via SoundCloud, well over 500 episodes and 10 years of our work right there at WNSR.com. Go back, check our work. We've been in the trenches leading hockey trench warfare for so many years and so many episodes now. We've really come a very long way. That's why now Nashville Sports Radio trusts the Renegades of Puck to be in the trenches at 5 o'clock on your radio dial. So if it's 5 o'clock on your clock, the Renegades of Puck are on the radio right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Also 560 AM, 95.9 FM all across Middle Tennessee is how you're listening over the air. 107.9, strong signal as you're headed through Smyrna into Murfreesboro and beyond along I-24. And, of course, 103.9, simulcasting us out of Drakesboro, Kentucky. Appreciate each and every one of you for listening and for jumping in the trenches each and every day. 5 a.m., 5 p.m., doesn't matter. If it's 5 o'clock on your clock, the Renegades of Puck are in the trenches here on Nashville Sports Radio. Let's get into it. After last night's action updating the standings, the Carolina Hurricanes did fall to the Chicago Blackhawks, but it was in overtime, so the Carolina Hurricanes do pick up another point and pad their lead for first place. Now the Carolina Hurricanes, only two games to go on the regular season, and both of those will take place at Bridgestone Arena against your Nashville Predators. The Carolina Hurricanes now have 54 games played. They have 36 regulation and overtime wins on the season and 80 total points. That puts them 5 points clear of the Tampa Bay Lightning in second place and 5 points clear of the Florida Panthers. With the Florida Panthers only having two games remaining, that means the Florida Panthers can finish no better than second place in the division. The Tampa Bay Lightning still have three games remaining, so there is still a possibility that the Tampa Bay Lightning could overtake the Carolina Hurricanes for first place, but it is a long shot, and I do not know just how much Tampa Bay wants to invest over the next three games. After all, they're the defending champions, and they know what it takes, and it's going to be a very long run through four rounds if you want to get it done. Do you really want to ramp it up to make a run at first place right now before the playoffs even start? Tampa Bay, I'm sure, has enough confidence in their abilities to take on the Florida Panthers in the 2-3 matchup. What they're probably looking to do is secure the home ice advantage by taking second place. So the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers will be facing off over the weekend, but before that, Tampa Bay will face Dallas tonight. That is a big game and a critical game for all Nashville Predators fans to be scoreboard watching. If the Nashville Predators are sitting at home and watching the Dallas Stars lose that game, then the Nashville Predators will clinch a playoff spot. Not the way you wanted to do it. You wanted to handle your business in Columbus and beat a last place team and clinch your spot there so you can enjoy that plane ride home and get yourself relaxed and ready for this weekend to start ramping things up against the Carolina Hurricanes, which could be potentially 9 consecutive games against the Carolina Hurricanes. Yes, I understand that the best of 7 series would have to go all 7 games for that to happen, but it is possible. Same thing with Tampa Bay and the Florida Panthers. They could potentially go 9 consecutive games. So the top of the division, 80, 75, and 75, Tampa Bay, only a sliver of hope of catching the Carolina Hurricanes at this point. I believe we have our matchup set. Also, the Carolina Hurricanes not just putting away the division, but adding an extra point helps them solidify their position for the President's Trophy. At 80 points, they are leading that by 4 points over Vegas. Vegas does have 4 games remaining, so the President's Trophy is not 100% decided, but the Carolina Hurricanes, I'm sure, are much more concerned about the overall division and getting that number 1 seed and avoiding that 2-3 matchup. The rest of the division, the Dallas Stars, are still, of course, in 5th place, 4 points behind the Nashville Predators, and then the Chicago Blackhawks, the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Detroit Red Wings, and of course, each of those teams are now eliminated. For the Carolina Hurricanes in their most recent games, and they're going to be the only team that we are talking about going forward. So if the Nashville Predators are successful, I sure do hope to be talking about a second team, but we are going to be spending basically all of our time now talking about the Carolina Hurricanes and the Nashville Predators moving forward as we start to prepare for what is an inevitable first-round series between the number 1 and 4 seed in the Central Division. Carolina Hurricanes' previous 5, it was the 29th of April, was a 3-1 win versus Detroit. They followed that up on May the 1st with a 2-1 overtime win versus the Columbus Blue Jackets. Then it was a 5-2 win versus Chicago, a 6-3 win versus Chicago, and just last night, a 2-1 overtime loss versus Chicago. So for the Carolina Hurricanes, they now head on to Nashville and take on the Nashville Predators in their next 2 and final 2 games of the regular season. When you take a look at the numbers between these two teams, well, statistically, it is a lopsided affair. For the Nashville Predators, their goals for 2.65 is 21st in the NHL. Goals against 2.83 is 15th. Shots for 30th is 12th. Shots against at 31.5 is 24th. And the special teams, of course, is going to be the most lopsided portion of this discussion. Power play for the Nashville Predators, 25th best in the NHL, 27 conversions on 152 attempts for the regular season, and the penalty kill, 29th by percentage at 74.7%. They've given up 42 power play goals against on the season. That is the second most in the NHL. Flipping over and looking at the numbers for the Carolina Hurricanes, and these are very impressive, but it's not about walking out to center ice and dropping a stat sheet and a roster and claiming a victor. It's about going a full hard 60 minutes, going to the hard areas and playing hockey as a team. And your Nashville Predators have shown you against Tampa Bay, against Florida, that when they get it together, they can handle their business. They have not yet proven they can do that against this Carolina Hurricanes team. These next 2 games could be an opportunity to build a little bit of confidence. So the numbers for the Carolina Hurricanes, goals for at 3.22 is 10th best in the NHL. Goals against 2.33, that is 3rd best in the NHL. That might be the number that surprises a lot of people. Everybody knows the Carolina Hurricanes can put the puck in the net and how fast they are and how quickly they generate offense. But are you aware of how good a defense that they've played throughout this season? A lot of that comes from goaltending out, but they have played very, very strong defense this season. They are a very tough team to crack in their own zone. Shots for is 5th best in the league at 32.3. Their shots against, only giving up 28.2 per game. That's 7th best in the league. Of course, power play converting at 26.4% on the season. That is 2nd best in the NHL, 42 out of 159 attempts on the season. And their penalty kill is 3rd best in the NHL. They've only given up 25 power play goals against. That is 85.2% by percentage, 3rd best in the NHL. Taking a look inside the season series, of course, these two teams have played 6 times already this season, and they will play a total of 8 regular season games and then potentially a best of 7. So if the Nashville Predators and the Carolina Hurricanes find a way to play all 7 games in a first-round series, well, the Nashville Predators will have faced off against the Carolina Hurricanes 15 times this season. Talk about being forged by fire and being thrown into the deep end. This Nashville Predators team is learning very quickly what it's going to take to perform at this time of the year. And by the way, all the pressure is on the Carolina Hurricanes moving forward. They're the team that has been building to this for a couple of years, trying to eclipse what Washington and what Tampa Bay has done by keeping them held down. And now they see the Florida Panthers quickly rising. There's a lot of pressure on this Carolina Hurricanes team. That is something that the Nashville Predators can utilize. Get in, skate loose, play free, and go out there and play your type of game. And you never know what you can accomplish. We've seen plenty of examples of it throughout hockey history. It's just a matter of showing up and having team cohesion and team chemistry. In the season series, though, it's been 100% lopsided in favor of the Carolina Hurricanes. At this point in the season, the Nashville Predators are 0-5-1 against the Canes, and they've only managed to pick up one out of a possible 12 points while being outscored 23-9. Going back to January 18th, the first time these two teams met, it was Carolina beating the Preds 4-2. Pekarinen took the loss, and that one, Arvidsson had a goal and assist. Aho for Carolina had a goal and an assist. Then it would be March the 2nd before these two teams would meet again, and the Nashville Predators would fall by the same score, 4-2 on Bridgestone Arena ice. We all remember that game. UC Saros gets hit by Niederreiter behind the net, leaves the game. Pekarinen comes in, 16 out of 17. Ekholm, Yarncroak pick up goals, but Sebastian Aho, two more goals in that game for the Carolina Hurricanes, and they get out of there with that victory. Preds would go to Carolina for the first time on March the 9th and take a 3-2 overtime loss. Pekarinen, 32 out of 35. Aho, another goal and assist in that game. Stahl also adding two goals for Carolina. The 11th of March would see the Nashville Predators falling 5-1 in Carolina. Geeky with two goals in that game for Carolina. The 15th of April would see the next matchup between the two teams also in Carolina. 4-1 in favor of the Canes. UC Saros taking the loss, only making 25 saves. Aho again on the score sheet, but also joined by a bunch of other top liners, Trocheck, Svechnikov, each with a goal added into that one. The 17th of April will be the last time these two teams played and would wrap up the season portion of the schedule in Carolina, and it would be Carolina again scoring victory 3-1. UC Saros having to come up with 45 saves in that game. UC scoring a goal for the Preds. So again, 0-5-1 and outscored 23-9 on the season Saturday, Monday. Right now, as we are speaking about it, these games are very important and the Nashville Predators still have some work to do. But by the end of tonight, based on the scoreboard, if the Dallas Stars fall to Tampa Bay, well, then the Nashville Predators will have clinched. The Carolina Hurricanes basically will have first place and the President's Trophy wrapped up, and they can go into this weekend as essentially elevated exhibitions preparing for a best of seven playoff series. Highly unusual scenario and highly unlikely when it comes to the NHL playoffs and the end of a regular season. The Central Division is wrapping up in a very unique way, and I'm absolutely here for it. Taking a look inside the statistics for your Nashville Predators and updating it before we head to the last two games of the regular season. Captain Roman Josi leads the team in scoring. 47 games played. He's got 8 goals and 25 assists. That's good for 33 points. Also averaging 24-21 in time on ice this year. And 14 of his 33 points come on the power play. 13 of those coming as assists. Philip Forsberg, second on the team in scoring. Of course, he averaged a point per game almost all season long until the injury came along, and now things have just dramatically slowed down. 37 games skated, 12 goals and 19 assists, 31 points on this season. Cale Yarncroak at 48 games skated, 13 goals and 14 assists for 27 points. In net for the Nashville Predators, you know it's going to come down to UC Saros once it comes down to the first round of the playoffs and beyond. But hopefully over the course of the next couple of games, Pekarinen will get an opportunity to get in, skate on Bridgestone Arena ice. And I know a lot of people are hyping up and speculating, but again, I'm not ready to have that conversation until after the season is over. I do not believe that this is the end of the story for Pekarinen, but I'd love nothing more for it to be a game where Pekarinen could get in, face the Carolina Hurricanes, get there in front of the home crowd of Bridgestone Arena and have a grand time at Bridgestone Arena. But UC Saros, of course, it's all going to come down to him. It's all the season has turned around and been saved by the play of UC Saros. There's no doubt about that, because when you look at the offensive numbers of the Nashville Predators, we just went through the individual statistics. Virtually no one jumps off the page at you. It is a very deficient season on the offensive side of things. The team-wide numbers ranking in the bottom third of the league in most of the offensive categories. The Nashville Predators just seeming like everything stacks up to say that they are not a playoff team, but they have made it in, and the reason you can look at that is directly because of UC Saros. That's why UC Saros will get Vezina consideration, and that's why UC Saros could even get heart consideration. It's very easy to sit here and say, "What? That's crazy." But when I say the GM probably would have been pushed out and into retirement, the head coach probably would have been fired, and the majority of your favorite Nashville Predators would have been traded off for future assets and draft picks, and you could have been looking at least a five-year rebuild if UC Saros had not turned his game around and gone on the streak that he has gone on for the last 20-plus games. That type of resume, that type of season, that sounds like an MVP performance to me. But I'm not the one that gets to vote and make those decisions, but I sure can give you an opinion on it. So UC Saros, after 35 games now, 20-11-1, a 2.32 goals against average, and a .927 save percentage. Pekarinen, I'd love to see him on the ice at Bridgestone Arena. 9-12-1, a 2.97 goals against, and a .902 save percentage. Everywhere you look on the Carolina Hurricanes stat sheet, you see impressive numbers. Sebastian Aho, how many times did I mention him in the season series recap scoring against the Nashville Predators? He has just been an absolute terror against this Predators team. 54 games skated on the season. That means he's got the opportunity to win the Ugly Lunch Pail Award for the Carolina Hurricanes, as well as several other players. Svechnikov, Dougie Hamilton, Nino Niederreiter. These are all players that are potentially going to play all 56 games on the schedule. Aho leads the team in scoring 24 goals and 33 assists, 57 points. Seven of those 24 goals come on the power play. Trocheck also highly impressive. 45 games in the season, 17 goals and 26 assists, 43. Svechnikov's got 15 goals and 27 assists for 42 points. Doug Hamilton out there on the blue line. Again, another incredibly impressive blue liner in this Central Division. Doug Hamilton could be getting Norris consideration as well. 54 games, 10 goals, 32 assists, 42 points. Check it out. 18 of those 32 points come on the power play. Doug Hamilton is lethal out there from the blue line. And I could keep going on and on. Nino Niederreiter's at 20 goals. I mean, it never stopped with this Carolina Hurricanes team. But no one individual can beat a full team playing at their best. So right now, it's up to the Nashville Predators to find that gear. What they brought in Columbus the other night is certainly not going to be what gets the job done. Now, in net, we'll talk to Mastrodamus, of course, in just a couple of minutes about the matchups and about how he anticipates the goaltenders to deploy. Now, listen, there's a lot of question marks, again, because the scoreboard watching tonight, we really don't know what tomorrow's games impact, how important it's going to be. But Mastrodamus is a man so far ahead in the future. He's going to go out there, and he's going to tell us what's going to happen. But the goaltenders for this Carolina Hurricanes team, Reimer, Mrazek, they have been an absolute terror against the Nashville Predators for the last couple of years. Oh, yeah, and then you add in Nedeljkovic, and he's only 15-4-3 with a 1.89 goals against average and a .932 save percentage. The Carolina Hurricanes have a wealth in goal right now and a lot of good options. So for the Carolina Hurricanes, statistically, of course, they outmatch the Nashville Predators. They've got 20 more points in the standings than this Nashville Predators team, and they're probably going to be the President's Trophy winner and the number one overall seed in the NHL. It all resets two games from now. It becomes a best of seven. If you make it through one, you've got to do it three more times before you can hoist the greatest championship and the greatest trophy in all of sports. Now, for the Nashville Predators, what do they have to do? It's simple. Get in. That's the first thing. They haven't finished that yet. Once they finish that, anything is possible. The entire point of the regular season is to work your way into a position to get into the playoffs and then try to get yourself in the best possible position in the playoffs. We have seen just from this Nashville Predators franchise, being the number one overall seed in the playoffs doesn't exactly mean you're just going to coast and cruise right on through to anywhere. And also squeaking in at the very end of the season and being the last seed in your division doesn't necessarily mean an automatic beatdown and elimination. The NHL playoffs are a grab bag every single year. We never know exactly what's going to happen, and it can be incredibly difficult to predict. That's why we're going to be here to break it down, give you the best information possible, the best analysis, the best opinions, and all of that good stuff. That's why you come to the Renegades of Puck. We all have access to the same box scores, the same statistics, same information, same video replays, all of that good stuff. But we do it, and we do it more entertaining. We do it better, and we bring you stronger opinions than anybody else is even capable of doing here in the Nashville market. That's why Nashville Sports Radio is tremendous in stepping out on that ledge and giving the Renegades of Puck control of these radio waves. If it's 5 o'clock on your clock, the Renegades of Puck are in the trenches. The Ulti one, we had to pull him back yesterday because he was a little bit too salty after that loss in Columbus, but he's back, regrouped, and he is all set to handle business against the Canes in the final weekend of the NHL regular season.
Yeah, okay. The other night was bad. It was really bad. It was bowling shoe ugly. But we're not out of this. We're not out. There's still time. There's still a chance that we can get in. In fact, the chances are still greater that we get into that fourth spot than that other team following us. We could actually slide into the playoffs by doing nothing. As long as Tampa takes care of its business, we still have a chance to be in. Now, that doesn't mean we get to rest on our laurels and just kind of chill out and wait. We need to play the next two games with an intensity that we haven't seen yet. We need to find that next gear. Because if you really want to look at it, this could be considered a best of nine series. Yeah, two of them don't count towards the actual record, but you're going to face them a maximum of nine times. Nine times. So don't just sit back and rest and hope that Tampa can take care of business and coast into the playoffs. No, step up your game. Treat these last two games as if your lives depend on it. They very well might. Make the run and start it now. Get on your feet. Lace those skates a little tighter. Make that flow a little looser. Play with the creativity that we know you have and the intensity that we've seen you bring out. And take what is rightfully yours and make the run of a lifetime. And when it's all said and done, maybe then we will be satisfied. But until then, we demand that this team feed us more.
Hockey players are as unique as the game itself, and your uniform should be tailored to fit you. Rebirth Sports is your sports apparel tailor. From shells, bags, warm-ups, hats, hoodies, branding, and more, let Rebirth Sports be your custom hockey tailor.
And don't forget to tell them they do more than just hockey.
Rebirth Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Rebirth Sports and Predneck Nation, a match made in hockey.
I'm Jussi Saros of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Predneck Nation Radio. You are the Trenches with the Renegades Puck. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonny, the ultimate predator. Led us into break, getting you all fired up for everything for the Nashville Predators and the Carolina Hurricanes in the last weekend of the regular season of the NHL. You also heard Rebirth Sports bringing us back from break. Secret jersey deliveries are underway. Couriers have been dispatched. The Renegades of Puck are on the move. Are you the next person to get a jersey delivered to you? Well, you'll find out soon enough, won't you? This guy got a jersey delivered to him yesterday, and once he got his, it was time to open the floodgates. If you haven't seen those jerseys yet, check us out on social media at Renegades of Puck, or of course on Facebook, Predneck Nation. You can see those brand new hockey jerseys made by Rebirth Sports. We'll have more details coming up on how you can win those, and ultimately later on how you can purchase one of those, how you can get your Renegades of Puck hockey jerseys. We'll have more information coming on that. We've got a lot of stuff going on with the show right now, so we're going to slow that promotion down just a little bit for the time being, and well, let's face it, let you guys build up even more excitement now that you've seen the jerseys. I am so proud of my jersey that I was sent by Rebirth Sports, a number 11 with the Captain C and the Renegades of Puck crest right on the front, no half step and shoulder patches. It's simply incredible. Go check out those pictures. Here to talk to me about that and all things Nashville Predators hockey, of course, the starting goaltender of Predneck Nation. He is Mostradamus. You can find him on Twitter at GreekGoalie35, and he joins me right now on the FNM Bank phone line. Mostradamus, how are you doing today?
Charlie, I'm doing well, and the jerseys are probably one of the few positives I'm going to talk about this episode. I'll tell you that right now.
Those are some fantastic threads right there by Rebirth Sports. I know that you were very excited. You posted a fantastic photo at GreekGoalie35 as well. Mosh, what'd you think when you opened it up? Give Rebirth a little love right here on the radio.
It's a fantastic jersey. Very, very slick. I've never seen a jersey where the patches are actually part of the material. The numbers, the name on the back are actually part of the material. So it's not ironed on, it's not sewn on. You know, if you watch those things enough times, that stuff starts to kind of peel off and kind of wear down. Nah, not in this case at all. This is actually part of the actual jersey itself. Not going to wear out. You can wear this thing for years and years and years, and it's never going to change. It's absolutely fantastic. I can't say enough good things about it. and how proud I am. I'm literally wearing it as we speak right now doing the show. I'm not going to take it off too often, I'll tell you that right now.
Rebirth Sports, delivering the goods for the Renegades of Puck in the trenches. Those are some fantastic threads. And thank you, Stick Taps, everybody up there in the office listening today to the Renegades of Puck in the Trenches here on Prednik Nation Radio and Nashville Sports Radio. Fantastic partnership, and I hope it's just the beginning. I have a lot more ideas. Believe me, I think everybody knows that I am a very ambitious leader and captain of the Renegades of Puck, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. But Mosh, it's the last weekend of the regular season in the NHL. I legitimately cannot believe how quickly this shortened 56-game schedule has gone past us. Carolina Hurricanes, Nashville Predators, it's basically all we're going to be talking about moving forward. So let's begin with a little bit of 101 Carolina-Nashville. Of course, these two teams have gotten after each other plenty of times in recent years, only becoming division rivals this year in the brand new realignment. I mentioned the season series has not gone very well for the Preds, the only team they have not beaten in the Central, 0-5-1. They've been outscored 23-9. And Mosh, it's not just this season, but in recent years, the Carolina Hurricanes have absolutely dominated the matchup between these two teams, and it starts in net. UC Saros, of course, everybody on this show knows what's been going on with him, so you can talk about UC Saros, but I want you to also talk about the goaltending setup and potentials for this Carolina Hurricanes team. I mentioned the statistics before we went to break. Between Mrazek, Reimer, Nedeljkovic, a wealth of options, and also goaltenders with great historical career success against this Predators team. Mosh, talk to you about what's going to happen between the pipes, Nashville Predators, Carolina Hurricanes.
Saros will depend on what happens tonight with Dallas and Tampa Bay. It's kind of a weird scenario for both Nashville and Carolina. If Dallas somehow wins in regulation tonight against Tampa Bay, Carolina would have clinched the number one seed. Therefore, the last two games against Nashville are meaningless to them. Of course, very meaningful to Nashville. If Tampa Bay wins, yep, the Preds are in the playoffs if they win in regulation. And then Carolina has to watch their back and make sure that they still pull up at least 2 points against Nashville to secure that number one seed. So a little bit of an odd scenario, of course. So who do you root for? But as far as the goaltending goes, yeah, Reimer, Mrazek, and Nedeljkovic. Career numbers, Charlie, against Nashville, 19-1. Against Nashville in their careers combined. It's ridiculous. Pick your poison if you're the Nashville Predators about who's going to start. Mrazek has played the last few games for Carolina. I fully expect him to start if they have not fully clinched. Probably Reimer and Nedeljkovic would play the two games if they do clinch before tomorrow night's game. But, yeah, these numbers, doesn't go back to goaltenders. We're talking historical numbers over the last several seasons. The Preds have lost 13 of the last 14 games against Carolina. So it's not just this season. This dates back to 2016. Only three overtime losses during that stretch, so they've beaten them down in regulation. Carolina, at least three goals scored in every one of those 13 victories. The last time they beat Carolina in Nashville, Mike Ribeiro was the number one center. Seth Jones and Shea Weber were still on this team. And Victor Arvidsson had just scored his first career goal. That was 127 goals ago, when the Nashville Predators beat Carolina on home ice.
Wow. Man. I don't know if I can carry on after that, Mosh. I give up. I surrender. It's over. I don't even want to have these last couple of games.
it's not very positive. It's not going to be very positive.
All right. Now that we know what we're up against, let's start to climb out of this hole and get up that mountain. Mosh, UC Saros has had a tough couple of games against the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's given up more goals than he had in a while. We've gotten so used to him giving up two goals or less. It seems really weird. It's not like those games were so tragically terrible, but for UC Saros, definitely more goals against than he's used to recently. So how does he bounce back from that? What does he need to do to tune up and get ready for his first potential success in a playoff run? After all, he's not done that yet as a franchise starting goaltender.
Preds need to play better around him. They've been a little bit too soft in front of their own net. That's what I was talking about yesterday with some of the chances that Columbus got. Again, strong in front of the net and keep them to the outside, an umbrella shape, so to speak, and keep everything out of the high danger areas. But Carolina, good luck with that. That's the thing right now. But UC Saros just needs to play his game, play calm. If he has confidence in his guys, we saw this at the beginning of the season. He played very nervous, kind of frantic, didn't keep his position very well. We talked about his puck tracking with his eyes. He wasn't doing a whole lot of that early this season. He wasn't confident in the guys around him. Right now, the Preds, over the last couple of months, have played better around him, even though he's been fantastic. Carolina is such a dangerous team, though. It's hard to kind of keep them under three goals. I mean, we talked about, again, how many times they've beaten the Preds, and they scored three goals almost routinely. You know, small sampling of it. Yossi you mentioned earlier, Josi leads the Predators in points with 33. The Hurricanes have seven players with more points than Roman Josi. So it's not just one line. It's not just Sebastian Aho. It's not just Trocheck. They have a wealth of players that can absolutely kill you if you give them the opportunity, particularly on the power play.
And Mastrodamus, it's not just offensively lethal team, this Carolina Hurricanes. They're also very good and strong defensively in all of the defensive categories. They have very good league-wide numbers, and they also bring a physical element, as we've seen in the games against the Nashville Predators. They are unafraid to go to the hard areas and be very hard in those areas. And also, Mosh, I feel they bring a little bit of element of going to that line and maybe even being willing to step over it a little bit physically. They've gotten under the skin of the Nashville Predators certainly a couple of times this season by some very big hits. Hits that we have, of course, questioned here and discussed on this radio show. But the Carolina Hurricanes have been forged by the division of the last couple of years, having to face the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Washington Capitals. Watch those teams go on and win Stanley Cups. So the Carolina Hurricanes know exactly what it takes, and they have forged this roster and put it together in every single facet. This Carolina Hurricanes team, simply what I'm trying to say, Mosh, is they bring it, and they bring it in all facets of the game, and they bring the jam, and they're even willing to bring a little bit of extra snarl to it to throw you off your game. Talk to me about this Carolina Hurricanes team just in general and their team-wide philosophy.
Well, it's no surprise, really. It trickles down from their head coach, Rod Brindamore. If anybody was around during Rod Brindamore's time, that guy had a wealth of talent, but you look at his face, that guy's been through some battles. That's a face only a mother could love, and he has inhibited that into this roster. Yes, they have a ton of talent with the Ahos and the Trocheks and those guys up front, but you also have guys with that snarl, that grit, that the guys like Niederreiter, who, again, the questionable collision with UC Saros. That's their philosophy, is that, okay, yeah, we have the talent, but guess what? We're not soft. You know, that was one of the things that Tampa Bay was accused of when they would have these, they'd win the President's Trophy and they're out the first round of the playoffs. They didn't have a playoff type team. They didn't have that grit and that willing to go to those hard areas and play with some jam. But Carolina absolutely will play with some jam, and they will be physical with you. As we've seen, again, they can cross the line. And Brindamore in his career, yeah, he's racked up some penalty minutes in his day, but he's also offensively gifted as well. So it's a trickle-down effect from the head coach, what he's brought to this roster. And if I'm Carolina, they want to extend Rod Brindamore's contract before too long.
Carolina's been building to this moment for a long time. Mastrodamus, again, we just mentioned the history of the division that they had before the realignment, the teams that they've had to go up against, the success of those teams, and now they are ready to try to make that last leap. Mosh, I talked about it in the introduction, and this is how we'll wrap up our conversation for this morning, since so many things are still undetermined as we go into this Friday night of action in the NHL. Mosh, the pressure is on the Carolina Hurricanes. They're going to be the number one overall seed in the NHL. They're going to win the Central Division, and they're going to be facing off against a team in a 1-4 matchup that probably finishes 20 points or more behind them in the standings. We have plenty of historical references and examples that we can make right here, but it would simply take entirely too long to show President's Trophy winners getting in and buckling under the pressure early in the playoffs. We also have plenty of examples and evidence, including this Nashville Predators team, to show that you can barely get in as a bottom seed and then get hot and make a run. Mastrodamus, talk to me about the pressure this Carolina Hurricanes team is facing after watching Washington and Tampa Bay win Stanley Cups, and now they are going to be the number one overall seed in the NHL. Talk to me about the pressure they're going to be facing and how the Nashville Predators can exploit that.
Well, it's definitely going to be a Cinderella story for Nashville. They're going to be a major, major underdog in the first round should they qualify and face Carolina. Obviously, A, Carolina, like you mentioned, is going to win the President's Trophy, and B, the Preds, up until a month and a half ago, were nowhere near a playoff spot. So, again, not something that they expected to see was a playoff team. But Carolina, yeah, they have had minimal success in the playoffs. They did make a good stretch a couple of years ago. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but never beyond that. They got ousted by Boston that year. So they haven't shown a whole lot of success, but – again, this is the thing that Nashville has to take advantage of, is that, again, like you mentioned, all the pressure is on them. Everybody's expecting them to just wipe the floor with the Nashville Predators in a sweep. They've swept them so far this season. They've dominated them over the last several years. There's zero reason to believe that Nashville has a chance. But that's when it bites you in the butt, when all the chips are against you. So, Nashville, yeah, you got a shot.
Mosh, I know they'd never let me in that room to give a pregame speech or even address anybody about anything. They won't even let me in the building, I don't think, at this point in my career. But if I had the opportunity to get in there, I'd give you one hell of a pregame speech, and it has to do with those very things right there. There's not a single person that gives a damn about this Nashville Predators team or cares about them defeating the Carolina Hurricanes or thinks that they even belong or deserve to be on the ice with that Canes team. Simply, they're not the same class, Mosh. They're not in the same league. They don't even deserve to get the opportunity to go out there and be swept by the Carolina Hurricanes. I mean, who in the hell are you, Nashville Predators? Some old GM that's never won anything, a head coach that hasn't accomplished a thing, a bunch of players that needed to be traded off for draft picks and sent off to the scrap heap for nothing, a bunch of guys in a stat column that can't accomplish anything. That's the kind of pregame speech I'd love to give this team if I'm given the opportunity. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm thinking about giving a pregame speech here before the playoffs on the radio. If you guys would like me to finish that speech right there, finish writing it up and deliver it properly here on the radio before the playoffs start and first round starts, let me know. I'll go ahead and take your advice on this one. If you'd like me to deliver a pregame speech for this Nashville Predators team before the first round, believe me, I'll get them fired up, because there ain't a person in this universe that thinks the Nashville Predators deserve to be where they are going to be right now. And that's where they're going to come together as a team and hopefully do something very special and get us all a good sunburn sometime later in the summer. He is the starting goaltender of Predneck Nation. He is Mostradamus. You can find him on Twitter at GreatGoalie35. He joins me in the trenches every day for Predneck Nation Radio in the second period. It's 5 o'clock on your clock. The Renegades of Puck are in the trenches, and Mostradamus is on your radio. My friend, have a wonderful weekend. We will have so much to discuss. It's going to be a lot of Carolina Hurricanes talk. Start breaking down those numbers, memorizing all of those seven holes, and telling me exactly what we need to know. I will talk to you again on Monday.
Charlie, sounds good. Have a good weekend.
Mostradamus right there, bringing the jam, bringing it strong in the trenches for the Renegades of Puck. You will also hear from Sean C. Smith. You've also heard from the Ultimate One before the end of the first period. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonnier, facilitating the offense from each and every angle. You're listening to Predneck Nation Radio right here on Nashville Sports Radio. You are in the trenches with the Renegades of Puck.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
This is Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators. Welcome to Smashville. Keep listening to Predneck Nation Radio, or you will be body checked.
Welcome back in Predneck Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonny, is coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Now going back out to the F&M Bank phone line to talk to Sean C. Smith from OnTheForecheck.com. You can find his work on Twitter at SCSOTF. You can also track his work at OnTheForecheck.com. He's got the intel that you need to know, and he talks to the people that we need to be hearing from. He is, of course, Sean C. Smith. He joins me in the trenches each and every episode of Predneck Nation Radio, right here on Nashville Sports Radio in the third period. Sean, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fired up, Charlie, and I'm ready to go.
Sean, got a couple of things to talk about. Let's go back and revisit just quickly the last game in Columbus. The Nashville Predators did not stick to the game plan, and obviously it came back to bite them. They took the loss, and it was not a very attractive one.
No, and I'll tell you this. I got to catch a minute of the game on the radio, and I heard Hal Gill in the third period talking about how it looked like the defense was just chasing guys around on the ice. And that is not what you want to see out of a team that's tied in the game, number one, but especially out of a team that is in the position the Predators are in. And that's, they're in a hunt for a playoff spot. And Hal Gill is a guy who knows what he's talking about. He's not even going to be afraid to call it out on the radio. And when you have Hal Gill, a former player, saying, it looks like defense just chasing guys around out there, you know, that's not discipline. I mean, that is not focus, that's not commitment. And those are the things that Coach Hines has been driving home all season long. And when you have what's probably your best opportunity to clinch that playoff spot, playing against the Columbus Blue Jackets, when you have that moment And what you're seeing on the ice is called out as guys just chasing guys around. That is not the time to lose sight of those goals for your game. And so I think you're looking at a situation where you've missed the opportunity to clinch on your own. There's a lot of things that can happen with Dallas that you have no control over. That can, again, you can get the backdoor way into that playoff spot. But the really big question comes into going into playing against two games against Carolina, potential playoff matchup as it is. How do you fix that coming off of a loss like that and going into these next two games, which should be very important?
Well, it's certainly the last time this season that they can get away from the game plan and have that type of effort, because everything from this moment forward becomes incredibly magnified and much more consequential. Talk to me about what they're going to do to reverse that game plan, how they're going to start to work things out, and talk about the final two regular season games against these Carolina Hurricanes team. It's a very unique situation that leads to an even more unique situation, but let's start with this weekend's games against the Canes.
Yeah, you can't start worrying about a playoff series until you start figuring out how you're going to get through these next two games. So the first thing you always have to remember when you're playing against the Carolina Hurricanes is that Carolina is a fast team. They hurt you by getting through the neutral zone quickly and making quick strikes in the offensive zone. What's going to be important for the Predators is to slow the game down. And the way you slow a game down like this is by aggressively forechecking. Make it a problem for Carolina to exit. Make them earn the right to be in the neutral zone. And once you get in the neutral zone, clog up the middle of the ice and force the Hurricanes to the outside. Then when you've got them along the boards, check them against the glass like it's a mosh pit at a Slayer concert during Raining Blood. If they take the center of the neutral zone, stand them up at the blue line. Once they're in the offensive zone, they've got to commit to net front defense like they certainly didn't do on Wednesday night. But there's got to be some support for Saros when the opponents have the puck in front of them.
Strong reference right there, Sean. Wish you could have been in the pit with me at Ground Zero in Spartanburg, South Carolina, back in 1998. When they hit the lights and that jam started, the place went wild. I don't know how many concussions were suffered within the next 60 seconds, but I'm pretty sure I gave and received at least a handful of them. That's a unique situation with these final two games coming up against the Carolina Hurricanes. We still have a lot of questions, the backdoor possibility tonight. Sean, I've been fascinated all season long, and you know that I've talked about it a lot, about the potential for playing 15 games against a Central Division rival with the way the schedule worked out this year. 8 games in the regular season, then a potential 7-game series if it goes all 7, 15 times. But now it becomes another layer of uniqueness, because the 2-3 matchup and the 1-4 matchup, as I am projecting it at this point, are both finishing up against each other. So as you just teased, potentially 9 consecutive games against your division rival here at the end of the regular season, and then a best of 7. Again, the caveat, and I understand, it would have to go all 7, and the Nashville Predators have not beaten the Carolina Hurricanes team a single time yet this year. So I'm just laying out a possible scenario that I find very incredibly unique to the NHL and the NHL playoff bracket. Sean, talk about how the Preds potentially prepare for 9 straight games against the number 1 seed in the NHL.
Well, you're definitely right. It's a unique situation, but definitely seems like something we may be seeing. So I think it's worth taking a look at what they could do on a long-term game plan for the series that might be coming up here. So, again, first thing, you're not going to outspeed this Carolina team. And you have to remember that the main goal of the game plan, the game plan has been successful for the Predators all season long, when you know you're going into a 2-game situation against a team, is to wear that team down. You know, if you get into a race with the Hurricanes, it's only going to wear you down. And you don't want you to wear down. You want them to wear down. So to do this, you've got to play with an edge, something you spoke of earlier. Playing aggressive physically means nothing is given and every inch has to be earned. If you lose control of the puck in the offensive zone, forecheck the Canes and get it back, or make them earn their way out of the zone. The Canes make it into your defensive zone, backcheck and make them earn the right to get set up. And if they do get set up, put up a wall in front of Saros and defend the net. There is no reason to go easy on this Hurricanes team. If a playoff berth means a potential seven-game series against this team, go ahead and start sanding off those edges. Go ahead and force them to start putting some hard miles on their speedy players and make them force their ruffians to show themselves. Take the chance to measure yourself against them man-to-man and see where they are lacking. Look, this could turn out to be nine games. Go into tomorrow thinking of it that way and know you're in for a long, hard ride, and forget about playing the right way for two periods so you can profit in the third, and think of it as doing the right things for these first two games so you can profit when the series starts.
John, we saw Carolina be willing to go up to that line and maybe even just a little bit over that line with the Niederreiter hit on UC Saros that we've talked about so many times this season. Also, some other physical play from the Carolina Hurricanes towards the Nashville Predators. Now, when the Preds looked to respond, I remember one particular incident where Olivier took himself a very bad double minor for high sticking against this Carolina Hurricanes team. So for the Nashville Predators, it is about responding in a very physical way and playing with that same edge. But they have got to make sure they keep it legal out there on the ice. Again, the special teams matchup is so in favor of the Carolina Hurricanes, you'd be putting yourself in just a terrible situation. But the Nashville Predators can play extremely hard and extremely physical, as we've seen from the Stampede line, while doing it completely legally.
Yeah, and I'm fully aware that I'm advocating for this team to play aggressive hockey, and that may really seem like a terrible idea considering all of the controversy going on with Tom Wilson and the Rangers Cap series, the Department of Player Safety, and their wheel of wacky punishments. You don't want to take it to a place you're going to get fined or suspended. You don't want to injure anyone. You don't definitely don't want your own guys to get hurt. This team's just now getting healthy again, and I'm not ready to get on the playoff season injury train just yet. The funny thing about playing with an edge is that you have a very, very fine line. You have to make sure that you don't cross it or you can end up in a lot of trouble in a lot of different ways. Injuries, trips to the penalty box, fines, suspensions. But if you get right up to that line, you can throw the opposition off their game. And I know the Hurricanes' penalty kill and power play are both right at the top of the league, but I'm not talking about special teams. I'm talking about making them changing the way they're playing the game, make them rethink their game plan. I'm talking about making them think twice about speeding down the sides of the neutral zone when Yakov Trenin is on the ice. I'm talking about making them look for a dump into the zone when Tanner Janot is waiting at the blue line. Make them rethink their game plan without getting hurt too badly on special teams, and you just may be able to tilt the ice your way.
Carolina Hurricanes have not seen Tanner Janot yet, and they are about to have that experience. The Stampede line is going to be a difference maker. They're going to set the tone. If the Preds can roll four lines that mirror each other just like that Stampede line sets the pace, then the Nashville Predators will be in this, and they will be competitive, and it will be one very, very exciting series. This Carolina Hurricanes team, yes, they might be the best, but if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. There's no better place to start than with the number one team in the NHL. So for the Nashville Predators, it's time. Make sure you handle your business, get in that playoff spot, and then it's time to handle the Carolina Hurricanes over the course of a best of seven. Whatever happens, happens. But as long as you go out there and you preach and practice no half-stepping, and you bring the jam and you bring all those big things, then the Nashville Predators will receive plenty of stick taps and respect here from this radio show. And Sean C. Smith, nothing but respect and love for you and all the crew and on the forecheck.com. Outstanding job lately. Looking forward to all of the previews for the playoffs that you guys are going to have coming up here over the weekend and beyond. So please send my respect and love over to everybody at ontheforecheck.com. I also look forward to speaking with you again very, very soon. Have a fantastic weekend, and thanks for jumping in the trenches with me here on Predneck Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey, anytime you need me, Charlie, I'll be ready to go.
That's Sean C. Smith right there from ontheforecheck.com. Find him on Twitter at SCSOTF. Mostradamus was on in the second period. You can find him on Twitter at GreekGoalie35. The Ultimate Predator got you all hyped up before the end of the first period. And, of course, me, I'm your host and your captain, Crazy Charlie Sonny. This is Prednik Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio. So proud to be in the trenches talking all things Nashville Predators hockey for over 20 years. You demanded the best hockey coverage when it comes to the Nashville Predators and the NHL. This is is, after all, one hell of a hockey town right here in Middle Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. So we are here on the radio now. We are fulfilling those needs, but we can always do more, and I've got more ambitions. We want to do a lot more, and thanks to your support, we are starting to have conversations about being able to do more. Listen, none of this is permanent, and it can all be taken away in a matter of seconds, so you have to continuously support this radio station here at Nashville Sports Radio. The more feedback they get, the more tweets they get, the more Facebook messages, it doesn't matter. Reach out to them on each and every platform. Let them know that this is what you've wanted. Let them know that the hockey coverage and the hockey talk that you're now getting at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on your radio dial here in Nashville Sports Radio is exactly the type of thing you've wanted. For 20-plus years, all you've had is conversations about the Titans depth chart and every single thing that they do. Well, now you've got your home, Renegades of Puck. You've got your place to listen to fantastic hockey talk and conversation, and we'll have some fun, and we'll deliver the goods, and we'll be entertaining, and we've got a great crew. We've got a very diverse crew. I'm very proud of the Renegades of Puck roster right now. Jump in the trenches with us. Everyone knows a Renegade. Everybody out there knows that there's somebody who is sick and tired of what they've been hearing on the dial over the last couple of years. Well, now you've got a new home. You've got trenches to jump into. Bring more Renegades to us. Use the hashtag calling all Renegades. Use whatever hashtag you want. Just get them in the trenches. Kay Perk doing a great job putting out those memes, delivering the goods, helping us get more recruits. Each and every day, we're adding new listeners. Each and every time there's a show on this radio station, we're bringing in new listeners. I'm going to continue peeling off listeners one by one, expanding the trenches 1 foot at a time each and every day. No half-step in my way on this radio station right here at Nashville Sports Radio. That is the mission, that is the mandate, and that is what the Renegades of Puck will do. We will never stop, we will never cease, and we will bring the jam from now until eternity. Believe me, I am here for it. I'm not stopping. Second week, Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock on your clock. The Renegades of Puck are on the radio. Fantastic support. Love each and every one of you. Stick taps, love and respect. Let's keep it up, everybody. Let's keep this momentum going. Got a playoff series to start getting ready for next week. We've got more big things coming. Rebirth Sports, stick taps, and love and respect to you for that hockey jersey. You make the Renegades of Puck look good. I make the Renegades of Puck sound good. From the Strike and Spare Studios, and thanks to F&M Bank for sponsoring that phone line, this has been Predneck Nation Radio, Nashville Sports Radio. You have been in the trenches with the Renegades of Puck. Stick taps, love, respect to each and every one of you. Have a great weekend.